Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Artificial Intelligence for Dummies by John Paul Mueller. Commonly listed as John Mueller, is a beginner-focused technology guide that explains artificial intelligence for readers who want conceptual clarity rather than mathematical depth. In keeping with the for dummies approach, it treats AI as a practical computing field already embedded in smart speakers, recommendation systems, chatbots, security devices, robotics, and business tools, not merely as a science fiction idea. The book introduces the history and meaning of AI, explains how data and code can support machine-like decision-making, and distinguishes current capabilities from exaggerated claims. It also surveys major approaches such as machine learning, deep learning, and expert systems while connecting them to everyday applications. Its purpose is educational and orienting to help non-specialists understand what AI systems do, where they are useful, what their limits are, and why ethical and social questions matter as AI becomes more common in work and daily life. It is a broad map, not a programming manual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, separating practical AI from science fiction and marketing hype. A central function of the book is to clarify what artificial intelligence means in ordinary computing practice. Mueller presents AI as a collection of methods for making software appear to reason, classify, predict, respond, or adapt within defined boundaries. This framing matters because public discussion often treats AI as either magical human replacement or distant science fiction. The book pushes against both views by showing that many AI systems are narrow, task-specific, and dependent on the data, goals, and rules built into them. A voice assistant can interpret commands, a recommendation engine can infer preferences, and a customer service bot can respond to common requests. But these systems do not possess human understanding in the broad sense. The distinction helps readers evaluate AI claims more carefully. Rather than asking whether a system is intelligent in a human way, the book encourages attention to what problem it solves, what information it uses, and how reliably it performs under changing conditions. This gives beginners a realistic vocabulary for discussing AI without either dismissing it or overestimating it. Secondly, how data, code, hardware, and feedback create machine intelligence. The book explains AI from the inside out by emphasizing the relationship between data, algorithms, the computing resources, and feedback. Its treatment is non-technical, but it makes clear that AI is not produced by software alone. Systems need examples, signals, rules, sensors, storage, processors, and evaluation methods to turn raw inputs into useful outputs. This is especially important for beginners, because many visible AI tools hide the infrastructure that makes them work. A system that recognizes speech must process sound, compare patterns, handle uncertainty, and select a likely interpretation. A system that identifies images must transform pixels into features and then connect those features to learned categories. Mueller uses this kind of explanation to show why data quality is central. If training data is incomplete, biased, outdated, or poorly labeled, the resulting behavior can be unreliable even when the algorithm is sophisticated. The book also introduces the practical role of hardware and software together, since modern AI often depends on substantial processing power and specialized platforms. This mechanistic view helps readers understand both the promise and fragility of AI applications. Thirdly, machine learning, deep learning, and expert systems as different AI approaches. Rather than treating AI as one technique, the book introduces several major approaches that have shaped the field. Machine learning is presented as a way for systems to improve performance by finding patterns in data, instead of relying only on explicitly written instructions. Deep learning is treated as a more complex subset that uses layered models to handle tasks, such as image recognition, language processing, and other pattern-rich problems. Expert systems represent another tradition, using structured knowledge and rules to support decisions in defined domains. The value of comparing these approaches is that it prevents readers from assuming every AI tool works the same way, a rule-based diagnostic assistant, a predictive model trained on historical data, and a neural network that classifies images may all be labeled AI, but their strengths, weaknesses, and maintenance needs differ. The book does not turn these topics into coding lessons. Instead, it explains the conceptual differences that affect real use. Readers learn why some AI systems are transparent but limited, while others are powerful yet harder to interpret. That distinction is crucial for judging appropriate applications. Fourthly, everyday AI applications in devices, services, robotics, and generative tools. A practical strength of the book is its attention to AI as something readers already encounter. Mueller connects abstract concepts to familiar tools such as smart speakers, wearable devices, home security systems, customer service chatbots, drones, robots, search features, and medical technologies. This approach makes AI less remote and shows that its impact often appears through incremental convenience rather than dramatic invention. A chatbot reduces routine service work by recognizing likely customer intent. A smart device uses sensors and pattern recognition to automate responses. A medical tool may assist with image analysis or support decision-making while still requiring human oversight. In newer editions and related descriptions, the book also addresses generative AI, focusing on how people can use such tools effectively and responsibly. The application focus is not just a list of gadgets. It demonstrates how AI enters daily life through specific problem-solving contexts: classification, prediction, automation, personalization, and language generation. This helps readers recognize where AI adds value and where human judgment, domain knowledge, and verification remain necessary. Lastly, limits, ethical use, and social consequences of AI adoption. The book gives attention to the consequences of AI beyond technical performance. Its discussion of limits and ethics is important because beginner introductions can easily become either promotional or fearful. Mueller frames AI as powerful but constrained by design choices, data quality, human objectives, and deployment context. These constraints create practical risks. Systems can reinforce bias, make opaque recommendations, fail outside their training conditions, or encourage users to trust outputs without adequate checking. The book also raises broader questions about jobs, industries, privacy, accountability, and the future relationship between people and automated systems. Its treatment is accessible rather than philosophical, but it gives readers a basis for asking responsible questions. Who benefits from an AI system? What data does it require? How are errors handled? When should a human remain in the decision loop? The inclusion of generative AI ethics reinforces this orientation because text and image generation tools make issues such as accuracy, attribution, and misuse visible to ordinary users. The result is a balanced view. AI is useful, but responsible adoption requires informed skepticism. In conclusion, Artificial Intelligence for Dummies is best suited for readers who want a broad, plain language foundation before moving into technical courses, programming guides, or specialized books on machine learning. It is especially useful for students, managers, professionals in non-technical roles, educators, small business owners, and general readers who regularly hear about AI but need a clearer framework for understanding what the term covers. The practical benefit is orientation readers learn enough about data, algorithms, applications, limitations, and ethics to ask better questions and make more realistic judgments about AI products and claims. The intellectual benefit is demystification. Instead of presenting AI as a single mysterious force, the book breaks it into methods, use cases, infrastructure, and social effects. Compared with many introductory AI books, it stands out through the accessible for dummies structure, its emphasis on everyday technologies, and its resistance to excessive technical detail. It does not replace a hands-on coding text or an advanced treatment of neural networks, and readers seeking mathematical depth will need other resources. Its value lies in giving newcomers a reliable first map of the field, connecting concepts to daily experience while keeping attention on responsible use and realistic limits. If you would like to support John Mueller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.